I love that we live in a country where you can turn on QVC and order food from your TV. Like, that's amazing to me that you could purchase 16 pounds of summer sausage and spread it out over 10 payments. I love that we live in a country where that's possible. You know, and then the next channel over is teaching you how to get rock hard abs in 90 days. I fell for that too. P90X, P1X, I made it one day. It's hard. They start with arms. Why would you start with arms? I need my arms to do stuff tomorrow. The next day, I couldn't get my arm higher than where you see it right now. That was as high as it would go. I wanted to brush my teeth. I had to lower my head down, then move my head around on the toothbrush because my arm didn't work. It's not a joke. And then you got the diets out there. When I was training for my half marathon, I did the Weight Watchers diet. It's a point system. The worse that a food is for you, the higher of a point value that it has. Then they tell you how many points that you're allowed to eat each day. It was actually the second time I'd done it. The first time, I thought I was trying to get the high score. I was like, dude, this is easy. Like, I could totally see myself on this. But that diet works, okay, if you follow it, because it teaches you about portion control and balancing out the healthy foods with the foods that aren't so healthy. You know, there's other diets out there. I was at GNC, because the map at that mall said it was supposed to be an Auntie Anne's pretzel. It doesn't matter why I was there, but I was there. And there was a poster in their window. It said, we now have the Hollywood chocolate chip cookie diet. All you do is eat chocolate chip cookies. And I was like, well, I've been on that diet without knowing I was on a diet. And I'm pretty sure that doesn't work, you know? But it makes sense why people would try it.